For me, my glory. Well, can I get an amen on that?
Amen.
Just so you guys know, thank you so much, Andrew. You can bring up the other one too, please. The Dugalls will be returning on the first Sunday evening of November for a full concert evening here. Amen. Grace and peace from God our Father and His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. We welcome you in the name of the Lord. It is such a blessing to be here today. I am Pastor Larry Brister. And we will be preaching from the Word of God today in James chapter 1. James chapter 1, verses 16 through 18. And all over the sanctuary, whether you have it in printed or digital format, please raise the Word of God. Amen. Hallelujah. All over the sanctuary. God bless you. Today's message is God is good all the time. So let's try that just in English this time. And then you can do it in Spanish. Emmanuel Baptist Church, God is good and all the time.
Okay, ahora
vamos a hacer en español.
Dios es bueno.
Dios es bueno.
Dios es bueno.
Todo el tiempo.
Amen. Yeah, that'll work. What happened to the nice pulpit we had for you?
Well,
maybe
short one.
Amen. Reading from the Word of God, James chapter 1, verses 16 through 18. You should see it on the screen. Do not be deceived, my beloved brethren. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning.
Toda buena dádiva y todo don perfecto desciende de lo alto, del Padre de las luces, en el cual no hay mudanza ni sombra de variación.
Of His own will He brought us forth by the word of truth, that we might be a kind of first fruits of His creatures.
Él, de su voluntad, nos hizo nacer por la palabra de verdad, para que seamos primicias de sus criaturas.
As we come here this morning into the Emmanuel Baptist Church,
y cuando hemos venido esta mañana a nuestra iglesia, Emmanuel Baptist Church,
God's house in this part of town,
Dios está aquí en medio de nosotros.
We realize that for all people all the time,
nosotros hemos dado cuenta que la gente todo el tiempo,
there may be difficulties in our lives.
Pasan por dificultades en su vida.
Have you ever heard these words?
¿Han escuchado usted esta palabra?
If God is good, how can He let that happen?
Si Dios es bueno, ¿por qué permite que esto pase?
James is addressing believers that are going through a very difficult trial.
Santiago está dando la dirección a estos hermanos en Cristo que están pasando por un tiempo muy difícil. Están pasando por pruebas terribles.
Setting the stage a bit, in verses 13 through 15, he argues that God is holy and never sends temptation or sin into our lives.
Y en los versos 12 y 13, Dios nos dice en su palabra que Dios nunca nos va a tentar y que Él nunca nos envía el pecado para nuestra vida.
If you add verse 13 in your Bibles, please say amen.
Si usted puede leer el verso 13 en su Biblia, por favor. Amen.
Reading from the Word of God, let no one say when he is tempted, I am tempted by God, for God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does He Himself tempt anyone.
Cuando alguno es tentado, no diga que es tentado de parte de Dios, porque Dios no puede ser tentado por el mal, ni Él tienta a nadie.
But each one is tempted when he is drawn away by his own desires and enticed.
sino que cada uno es tentado cuando de su propia concupiscencia es atraído y seducido.
Then, when desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin. And sin, when it is full grown, brings forth death.
Entonces la concupiscencia, después que ha concebido, da a luz el pecado, y el pecado siendo consumado, da a luz la muerte.
But in verses 16 through 18, James makes it perfectly clear that God is good all the time.
Pero versos 16 al 17, ¿verdad? Nos dice la palabra del Señor que Dios es bueno todo el tiempo.
Verse 16 is the lead-in to this passage.
El verso 16 es un texto que está dirigiéndonos en este contexto.
And it is a warning to believers whose character, thoughts of God, God's character, God's purpose, and God's ways is incorrect.
Y es una advertencia para los creyentes acerca de no ser engañados en propósito, en diferentes maneras de vivir.
It's easy for our theology to get messed up when things are tough.
Es fácil, ¿verdad?, estar equivocado teológicamente cuando las cosas están bien difíciles, son duras.
And where it reads there, do not be deceived.
Y lo que nos dice aquí, que no debemos ser engañados.
The way it is actually rendered in the original language is stop being deceived. James is concerned. Why? Because we have an enemy. The devil. And any time something good is about to happen, he will show up. Listen to me. Satan is the enemy of your soul. And he never stops trying to deceive the brethren. In preparing for this morning's service, we got here early. I wanted a chance to just calm down, get ready for all these great looking faces out here. But our associate pastor, Brother Pastor Divine Gonzalez, he's not feeling well. And so when I got here this morning, I was greeted by the wonderful task of cleaning up the church grounds. And going through and getting the cardboard beds that the homeless leave here and moving them off. And I thought, really, Lord? This morning? I was almost said something else in my heart, but I stopped right there. Because I remembered today's message. God is good all the time. And if the Lord wants me to do anything on His property, I'm going to do it. Amen? The Lord has a way of getting our attention. We have 3 points for you today to jot down in your notes. And I've said so many times, husbands, you should have your own notes. Unless you are comfortable jotting down, having your wife jotting down God's message for you to her. And all God's people said, I have 3 points today. Point number one. God is good. That is a declared statement in the Word of God. If you would, please pay attention to verse 17a, the first part of it. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above. So the question is, where do good and perfect things come from? They do not come from below or from within or from around us. they come from above. That is, they come from the one who is above. Every good and perfect gift comes from Almighty God. In other words, God is the source of all that is good. Nothing that is bad or imperfect is of God. Everything that is good and perfect is from God. And if you look in our passage today, there are actually two gifts that are referenced. We see good gifts and we see perfect gifts. Meaning what? Meaning that the goodness of God is seen in the very act of giving. And the goodness of God is seen in the nature of His gifts. Every good gift focuses on the act of giving. You talk like much longer than I did that time.
Okay.
So not only are the gifts of God good, but the very act of giving by God is good. That may seem to be an obvious point. In the church this morning, you may be thinking, Pastor Larry, that you're just preaching to the choir. But friends, that's how you get the choir to sing. They all got that? Amen. All right, it's going to go that way. So listen, friends, not all acts of giving are good. If you look on the screen, we see 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 7. Reading from the Word of God, "So let each one give as he purposes in his heart, not grudgingly, out of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver." Listen, guys. God wants us to be as generous and as good at giving as He is. Don't give anyone a backhanded gift. Give with a good heart. Give with a joyful heart. Not like the child, that when the mother says, "Give the gift back to your brother," doesn't give it back joyfully. So God's goodness is seen in the very acts of His gifts to us. God is a cheerful giver. Amen? But the goodness of God is also seen in the nature of His gifts. They are, in fact, perfect. James refutes the idea that God can tempt us to sin.
Santiago se opone a la idea de que nos adaptemos al pecado.
By saying God gives only perfect gifts.
Diciendo que Dios solamente nos envía regalos buenos.
In other words, God's gifts are given to us to raise us up. God does not give His gifts to knock us down. Amen? This does not mean that every gift of God is desirable, comfortable, or pleasurable. When I was picking up the 3 bags of wet, dirty trash this morning, it was not desirable.
Cosas malolientes y mojadas que estaban ahí, no era algo realmente que yo deseaba.
God, but friends,
amigos,
God is not interested in making us comfortable.
Pero Dios realmente no está interesado en hacernos que estemos confortables.
God is interested in making us His.
Dios está interesado en hacernos como Él.
Therefore, some gifts we receive from God are designed primarily to mature us spiritually.
Así que muchos de los regalos que Dios nos da, como decir, todos los regalos que nos dan, tienen el principal propósito de hacernos madurar.
And those gifts are perfect gifts by God.
Y esos regalos de Dios son regalos perfectos que vienen.
So our first point today is God is good.
Así que el primer punto que tenemos esta mañana es Dios es bueno.
Point number two.
Así que el punto número dos.
God is sovereign.
Dios es soberano.
Our God is sovereign.
Nuestro Dios es soberano.
Listen to the middle part of verse 17. If you're there, say amen.
Escuche la segunda parte del verso 17.
Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights.
A todo buen dar y todo perfecto desciende de lo alto, del Padre de las luces.
This says that the sovereign source of all goodness, every good gift and every perfect gift is where? It's from above.
Así que todas las cosas, o la fuente de todas las cosas, ¿verdad? Que son buenas, que son perfectas, vienen de lo alto.
Then it states that the sovereign process by which we receive these good and perfect gifts.
Así que este es un proceso soberano para recibir las cosas que son buenas, los regalos buenos de Dios.
Now, look at your Bibles, please.
Así que miren su Biblia, por favor.
Those words in the New King James Version that says, comes down.
Así que la palabra en la versión tradicional americana dice, aquello que viene de lo alto. Hay aquello que desciende de lo alto.
A better translation, a better rendering across the spectrum would be, is coming down. See, it's, I don't know how this is going to translate, brother. Give it your best shot.
Okay.
This verb translated is a present participle.
Así que la mejor traducción es un presente participio, un presente participio, que quiere decir que es algo continuo, okay?
Stay with me for just a moment. It means it describes a continual, never-ending flow of God's goodness to His people. In other words, every good and perfect gift is from God above, who pours them down out of heaven in a constant stream that never ceases to flow. Friends, God is good and all the time. If you look on the screen at Lamentations chapter 3, verses 22 and 23, I'll read both verses first, and Pastor Carol will read in the Spanish. Through the Lord's mercies we are not consumed, because His compassions, they fail not. They are new every morning. Great is Your faithfulness.
Por la misericordia de Jehová hemos sido consumidos, porque nunca decayeron sus misericordias. Nuevas son cada mañana. Grande es su fidelidad.
So, how should we respond when tests, trials and temptations come?
Así que, ¿cómo vamos a responder cuando somos probados con pruebas, tentaciones, aflicciones, o lo que sea?
Simple.
Simple.
Look up.
Miren arriba.
Amen. Look to the Father.
Miren al Padre.
Because there is a continuous flow of blessings pouring down from heaven.
Porque está continuamente fluyendo bendiciones del cielo para nosotros.
Don't judge God by what you see around you.
Así que no juzguen a Dios por las cosas que ustedes ven alrededor.
I direct your attention to the screen once again as we look at Psalm 121 verses 1 and 2. Oh, this is so good. I will lift up my eyes to the hills, from whence comes my help. My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth.
Alzaré mis ojos a los montes, de donde vendrá mi socorro viene de Jehová, te hizo los cielos y la tierra.
Verse 17 also says, back in the book of James, that not only does every good and perfect gift come down from above, it comes down from the Father of lights.
Así que regresando al verso 17, no solamente nos dice toda buena dádiva y todo don perfecto desciende de lo alto, del Padre de las luces.
That simple phrase says so much about our God. You see, the lights mentioned here refer to the heavenly lights. The sun, the moon, the stars. The planets and other heavenly bodies. The sun gives warmth, amen? Gives warmth. Actually, it gets hot. I give you an example. Yesterday, in the heat, my wife Ruth Ann in the morning got out and cut the yard, cut the grass. Go right here. Oh. You want her to cut grass? So she was cutting grass in the morning. Then Pastor Carroll and his team, they were setting up social hall in the heat. And I was playing golf for the first time in months. I'm starting to suspect why I had trash to pick up this morning. Amen? Amen. Listen, friends. To say that God is the Father of these lights is to say that it is God that created them. We all know the verses. Genesis chapter 1 verse 1 says, "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth." By the way, that is a wonderful passage to use against the scientists. Scientists say for something to exist, you must have time, you must have causality, and you must have matter. Matter. Substance. So how does that tie in? In the beginning, time. God created causality. The heavens and the earth, matter. God is good. And all the time. Psalm 19 verse 1, if you look up to your screen, says, well, if not, it won't be on the screen. Psalm 19 verse 1 says, "The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows His handiwork." Now, when the Bible affirms God as the Creator, there's always a theological assumption.
Así que la Biblia, cuando Dios es el Creador, es una declaración teológica asumible. Es una asunción teológica.
The one that creates is greater than the creation.
Así que el creador es más grande que lo que ha creado.
And therefore he controls what he can create.
Y él tiene el control de todas las cosas que él ha creado.
And when James calls God the Father of lights,
así que cuando Santiago llama a Dios el Padre de las luces,
he is saying that God reigns over these heavenly bodies.
Él está diciendo que Dios gobierna sobre todas las cosas que él ha creado.
With sovereign authority.
Con soberana autoridad.
You may not know this story, but in Joshua chapter 10, Joshua and the fighting men of Israel went to battle against the Ammonites.
Josué estaba peleando con los amonitas.
God was with them and they routed their enemy. And as the enemy ran away, Joshua prayed and commanded the sun to stand still. Now you think we ask for a lot. Joshua prayed and then commanded that the sun stand still. And God answered Joshua's prayer and caused the sun to stand still in the sky until God's people took vengeance on God's enemies. I cannot tell you how the sun stood still, but I can tell you who did it. Almighty God of the heavens. The Father of lights above. So first, God is good. Second, God is sovereign. Third, God is immutable. This means that God cannot change, nor does He. Meaning that the goodness of God never changes. Look at the last part of verse 17 in the book of James, if you're there. With whom there is no variation or shadow of turning. That word variation is only used one time in the New Testament, and it's only used right here. And that word variation always, in the New Testament, but in historical writings as well, it's talking about the variation, the constant change in the heavenly bodies.
Así que eso se refiere a variación, históricamente hablando, a cómo los cuerpos celestiales van cambiando, van variando.
Now, from our perspective, the sun and the moon
y de acuerdo a nuestra perspectiva, el sol y la luna
seem absolutely stable, amen?
Parecen muy estables, que no inmovibles.
But variations of different types are constantly taking place in the heavens. That is not how God is. There is no variation in our God. God is good. All the time. God is immutable and God never changes. And while the heavens themselves may change, verse 17 says that the good and perfect gifts from God. Look up here, church. Everyone look up here. Those gifts pour down without ceasing from heaven. And there is no variation whatsoever. Why? Because our unchanging God is good all the time. Listen to me, folks. The only reason we have not been utterly wiped out because of our sin is because our God is a good God who does not change on us even when we change on Him. Isn't that good to know? Do you have a friend in here today? Say amen. Now don't say amen on this next part. Has your friend ever let you down? Of course. We pastors like to say there are two types of people in our church. Those who the pastor has upset and those who the pastor will upset. When that happens, Just remember, God is good. All the time. We just have our moments. But what about Jesus? You see, we believe this is a hymn book. It's all about Him, the Lord Jesus. From the first page to the last page of the Bible. It is all about Jesus. If you read a passage of Scripture and you don't see Jesus there, you are reading your Scripture incorrectly. And Jesus, as God, is immutable as well. In our Above All series, we'll actually be preaching on this in a few weeks. Hebrews 13:8 says, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. God is immutable. He never changes. He is good all the time. But that phrase that we see there says the shadow of turning further declares that nothing that does change can block, hinder, obscure, or eclipse the goodness of God. Meaning what? Times may be hard. But God is still good. The difficulties of life do not cancel out the goodness of God. Think of it this way. If you stand outside in the sun long enough, your shadows will move around. From your perspective, it seems like the sun moves. Amen? In reality, the planet is moving and the sun stays still where it's at. In other words, where we're standing has moved, not the sun. It's the same way with God. We may move, but God never does. Because God is good all the time. Let me put some skin on this for a moment. We're almost to the end. Hang in there with us, folks. An elderly couple. And when I say elderly, I mean anybody older than everyone in this room. But an elderly couple was riding together in a car, reminiscing. They were remembering the good old days. And the wife asked her husband, do you remember when we used to sit so close that people couldn't tell who was driving? She says, why aren't we close like that anymore? Her husband said, I don't know, but I haven't moved. And all God's men said, friends, listen. If God seems far away in your life, let me remind you that God has not moved. Altogether because God is good, and all the time. One last time, let's look at verse 18 and we're going to wrap this up. On His own will He brought us forth by the word of truth, that we might be a kind of first fruits of His creatures. Now this verse is all about the gospel of Jesus Christ. And it's basically just three P's. This will only take us a second. Jot this down below your third point. It's about the good news. If you look at that verse, it says, of His own will, means that there is a plan. God has a plan. God has a plan for your life. Then it says, He brought us forth. Means that there is a process. In order to make it into God's heaven, you must be born again. You must receive Jesus Christ as Lord. Why does it have to be Jesus? Because Jesus said so. John chapter 14, verse 6, Jesus was asked by Thomas, how will we know the way to go? And Jesus answered, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. So there's a plan and there's a process. Then the third P is there is a people. That's the we of that verse. The people is us. That's right, us. Now listen, I'm looking at probably what is mostly church family here this morning. But we have an online broadcast. But I want you to understand that for every person here, if you have not received Jesus Christ as Lord, God's people do not want you to leave the same way you came. In a few moments, we're going to have an invitation, what's called an altar call. And we'll walk you through what it means to be saved, to be the redeemed of God. Because regardless of what you've done, you may say, Pastor, you don't know what I've done. It doesn't matter. It matters what you do today. Because God has made a way for you. For you and I and every person that has ever lived to be saved. Because God is good. All the time. I end with these words. Our God is a great God. His character is holy. His truth is absolute. His strength and His power is unending. His discipline is fair. His provisions are abundant for our needs. His light is adequate for our path. His grace is sufficient for all of our sins. God is never early. God is never late. And in the fullness of time, He sent His Son Jesus Christ to die on the cross of Calvary for our sins. And in the consummation of time, Jesus will return to take us home. You see, this is not your home if you're the redeemed of God. The throne room of heaven is your home. Lord, your plan is perfect. And every good gift, and every perfect gift, pours down from our Father of lights. And all of God's people said, Amen. Grace and peace from God our Father and His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. As our praise team comes, I would like every head bowed and every eye closed. I don't know how you came in here today, but we want to give you this opportunity to receive Jesus Christ as Lord. And so we want you to know that if something happened today in this service, whether it was the smile of the greeter or our wonderful praise and worship team, or the sweet greeting of the person sitting next to you, perhaps it was something read or said by these two old preachers from the Word of God. And in a second, you were changed. And you knew that you knew that you knew that you had been saved. We want you to know the work is already done. But why don't we formalize that today? And I want you to pray quietly to yourself these words: Lord Jesus, I believe You are the Son of God. I believe You came from heaven to earth. That You lived a perfect, sinless life. That You went to the cross of Calvary to die for my sins. That You died and were placed in the grave for 3 days. But on the third day You rose again. Therefore, Lord Jesus, because You have defeated death in the grave, today I receive You as Lord. I confess that I'm a sinner. Please forgive me. And please save me, Lord Jesus. And I will live for You all the days of my life. In Jesus' name. And all God's people said. If you would please, if you could stand all over the sanctuary. Our praise and worship team is going to play and sing a song of invitation. If you, now listen closely. If you receive Jesus Christ as the Lord of your life, I want you to walk down this aisle and come, and we would like to pray with you. If you're on the internet watching, we have a button right there that you can click on that lets us know. If you are already saved and redeemed with God, but you come from a different background, and you've never been baptized by immersion, I want you to come forward and say, Pastor Larry, Pastor Carol, I'm saved, but I need to be baptized by immersion like the Lord Jesus Christ was. Maybe you're looking for a church home. And you came here today and you said, you know what? These are kind of nice people. I want you to walk down this aisle and say, Pastor, I'm a believer, but today I want to come and profess this is my church. So as our praise team sings, whatever God has called you to do, do. Never say no when God says go. Heavenly Father, we give thanks for this day. We give thanks for your word and your people. Father, I sense right this very second that there is a heart that's moved to you. Father God, I ask that you will give them the strength to step out in whatever, Father, you are convicting them of, and to come forward. Father, even if they just need a moment of prayer with the pastor, that is a holy moment. And we want to do that. Father, we give you thanks for your work and the movement of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. As our praise team sings, come. Sing it out, church. Sing it out. Bow your heads for just a second all over the sanctuary. If you have a friend, a neighbor, a co-worker, an associate, if you know someone that needs Jesus in their life, with every head bowed and every eye closed, I'd like for you to slip your hand up in the air. Pastor Larry, I have a friend. Pastor Larry, I have a neighbor. Put your hands back down. Father, we thank you for those that have lifted their hands. And now, Father, as we sing through one more time this verse and this chorus, we give you thanks. In Jesus' name, amen. Church, sing it out. Sing it out. Father, we give thanks for this day. We give you thanks for this service and this time. In Jesus' name. Amen. Please take your seat if you would. All right, now we do things a little bit different at Emmanuel Baptist Church. So as these men are coming, hey, Emmanuel Church, it's time for the offering. All right, let's try that one more time. Hey, church, it's time for the offering. There we go. One of our elders, Brother Jim Smith, will be asking a blessing on today's offering.
Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we just give you the glory and honor and praise. And we thank you that you are such a loving God, Lord. We pray that you can take these tithes, these offerings, use them, multiply them, that we can reach all areas of the earth, that people can come to know Jesus Christ as their Lord and a Savior. For it's in His name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I like that, when you run to give the offering.
Yeah.
Amen. It's been good to be in the house of the Lord.
Amen.
I have just a couple of small announcements, and I'm going to invite one of our friends up here. So if we can go to the next screen, please. You can see on the screen, please join us for a time of food and fellowship immediately following this in Social Hall. Pastor Carol and I are actually the same size. I've just been a Baptist longer. Next slide, please. Be here this evening as we continue our series on worship out of the book of Colossians. Be here at 6:30 p.m. Here in this sanctuary. And then over in your sanctuary, Pastor Carol. Hispanic ministry. When there's no crowd, Pastor Carol preaches to Miss Fanny.
Cuando no hay nadie, ¿verdad? Él le predica a su esposa.
Don't do that to her. Come on out. Next slide, please. Midweek service, prayer matters. Amen. So be here on Wednesday for our prayer service and devotional. And now, next slide. We would love to welcome Brother Al Fernandez. He can do his own translation, I believe. Coming up here, brother. Emmanuel, welcome Brother Al Fernandez. We're not going to say anything else. He's going to tell us a little bit about Florida Baptist. Pastor Carol and I are just going to stand here and look important.
Well, first of all, thank you for the invitation to be here. Gracias por la invitación para estar aquí con ustedes. Thank you, Pastor Larry, Pastor Carol. Gracias, Pastor Larry, Pastor Carol, por la invitación estar aquí con ustedes. I bring you greetings from Dr. Tommy Green, the Executive Director of the Florida Convention. Les hago saludos de nuestro director ejecutivo de la Comisión Bautista de la Florida, Dr. Tommy Green. And he also brings you congratulations on the merger that took place here a few months ago.
Amen.
También se traen saludos a los dos que han traído juntas para estar aquí en este domingo. I was thinking about that merger. Estaba pensando cuando se dos se han unido. And I thought of a story that's in the Bible, but it's una storia che sta nella Bibbia. And it's found in 2 Samuel chapter 3 on, and segundo de Samuel 3 adelante, hay una historia ahí que yo creo que puede tener aplicación. So in this 2 Samuel 3, it says that there was a long war between the house of David and the house of Saul. Dice que en 2 Samuel 3 hubo una guerra larga entre la casa de Saúl y la casa de David. And something happened in between, algo sucedió entre esos dos capítulos, that those two houses came together. Esas dos casas se unieron, and they decided to name David as their king. Y ellos decidieron a llamar a David como su rey. And we know that when those two houses came together, sabemos que esas dos casas se unieron, God did some amazing thing in that kingdom. Dios hizo una cosa increíble durante ese reino. In fact, the greatest reign that ever occurred in the people of Israel, el reino más importante y más cosa buena en el reino de los judíos, fue el reino de David. When God's people come together, cuando las personas de Dios se unen, great things will happen. Cosas grandes van a suceder. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Yo creo que aquí Dios va a usar esta casa para bendecir a esta comunidad. I believe that God is going to use this house to bless this community with the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
So I look forward, yo estoy mirando para el futuro, hearing all the good things, oyendo todas las cosas buenas que va a suceder aquí en esta iglesia, the Emmanuel Baptist Church, y la iglesia Emmanuel, las cosas buenas que va a suceder aquí en esta iglesia. Thank you, Pastor Larry. Thank you, Pastor Carol. Thank you, Ruth Ann and Fanny, for your hard work. Thank you, praise team. Thank you, all those that are here. Gracias, pastores, que están aquí, sus esposas, el equipo de música y los miembros. Son una familia. You are one family.
Amen.
And God's gonna is using you. Will use you, and God's gonna do great things because Dios es bueno. God is good.
All the time.
All the time.
Don't go anywhere, brother. Don't go anywhere. Guys, Brother Al, I've known him for quite some time. He's a wonderful, wonderful man. I met his wife for the first time today. What a sweetheart. How about the combined praise team today, guys? All right, now I need everybody to turn around and look in that back corner of the room, right over there. Miss Fanny, wave your hand. Have you ever tried to do PowerPoint slides in two languages? But guys, what I would like for now, Brother Al, if you would ask a blessing upon our meal before we go over there, and then when he finishes praying, you guys all stand up and we'll sing our.
Wait.
We have one more announcement. Just next Saturday.
Saturday, September 29th, ladies, we are hosting a baby shower for Marcia and Davidson. So please be. All ladies are invited. So please see either myself or Ruth Ann to sign up to receive your email addresses. So we can send you an e-bike. Again, Saturday, September.